啊，感谢神的带领啊，我们把这个机会大家来这里学习啊神的话。
Thank God for His guidance that we can all have the opportunity to come and study the words of God.
那我的部分呢有三堂课。
And for my topic, we have three sessions.
那我跟郑传道约定哈，那他最主要的是集中在旧约的部分。那我是集中在新约的部分。
And so I have discussed with Pastor Jung, and we have decided that I would mostly focus on the New Testament, and he will be focusing on the Old Testament.
啊，这样子就不会重叠。
And that way we won't repeat.
那这个讲义里头有啊一些有五个重点啊。
And in the notes there are five main points.
那我们今天早上呢，因为有三堂，说今天早上啊想。谈第一点跟第二点。
And because we have three classes today in this morning session, we will cover points one and two.
好，那请大家先看圣经哈。
Let us all
提摩太后书第一章。
Let us all turn to our Bibles. Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章第六节。
And 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
第六章啊，第一章第六节。
Chapter 1 verse 6.Verse 6 and verse 7, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. 7, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm.
啊，那其实保罗写提摩太后书的时候啊，他有这个时代的背景啊。
Sorry, that was supposed to be 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. This is when Paul was writing 2 Timothy.
好，那根据《使徒行传》第八章第一节记载啊，从那个时候开始，从这日起，那这日就是指着啊，史提凡啊说逼迫啊被用石头打死的那一天开始，那耶路撒冷的教会就遭受大逼迫。
And this is talking about the background is starting from the time of the apostolic days when Stephen was received great persecution.
所以当时的环境啊，当时的政治背景啊，提供的福音啊，啊，开展一个好机会。
And because of the persecution, it actually brought an opportunity for the spread of the gospel.
啊，可是呢，逼迫接着就来了。
But immediately after the gospel spread, the persecution came.
所以你看，我们教会假如是有一个很好环境，很好的环境，让福音能够开展。
So if there's a very good environment for the gospel to be spread today.
啊，比如说大家连续祷告啊、读经啊、有能力啊啊去宣传福音呢、啊。
For example, if we all read the Bible and pray, and we all diligently preach the gospel.
啊，大家也学了很多的西班牙话，可能是像西班牙的社区要传福音。
And maybe we can learn different languages such as Spanish, and we can preach to the Spanish speaking.
啊，很快的逼迫啊就会来临。
Then immediately we'll see persecution come.
啊，这是啊从历代以来啊的这个一个 pattern 啊。
And this is a pattern that we see starting from the past.
所以一样的，我们看当时呢，《使徒行传》那个记载，哇，我们的消息就很多，我们这个福音开展哈，啊，到了，你看，到了我们非洲啊，到了这个欧洲。
And we see that starting from this time period, that the gospel was preaching to Africa and to Europe.
那但是呢，这个逼迫呢就接着来了。
But then persecution immediately came.
所以保罗写提摩太后书的时候，他。人啊，是被关在监牢里头的。
And Paul himself, when he was writing the book of Timothy, he was imprisoned.
我们看提摩太后书第一章的第八节。
Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，你不要以给我做主啊，给我为我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻啊，就他被关在监牢里头。
And so he says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God.
啊，那十五节。
And verse 15. This you know that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes.
啊，十六。
16. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain.
In chapter 2,
verse 9. Verse 9, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained.
所以他当时是被关在罗马的监狱里头。
So at the time that he was imprisoned in a Roman prison.
那当时就是整个教会,整个环境对基督教很不利。
And at the time, the environment was very not favorable for Christians.
当我们所谓的这个大逼迫，我们很难想象说那个情形是怎么样的受逼迫。
It is very difficult for us to understand how great of a persecution it was at the time.
您假如人在某些国家，比如说像现在的大陆，那个中国大陆圈了，他们对于这个宗教开始慢慢紧缩，这个。
For example, if you're in certain places such as China, they are slowly becoming more and more restrictive on religion.
那我们不在那里，我们在美国这个自由的国度，很难体验这种宗教受逼迫的情形。
And we are not there, we are here in America, so it's hard for us to understand what it feels like to be persecuted for our religion.
很难体验说这个受洗，我们洗礼是要用半夜，三更半夜的时候。 还有这个月黑的时候，偷偷摸摸的到河边洗礼。
And it is hard for us to imagine that even just to be baptized, you have to go secretly in the middle of the night, in the dark, to be baptized.
我们洗礼都是很大方啊，到了海边洗礼很大方。
For us, when we are baptized, we just go very openly to the ocean side and we baptize.
所以我们很难体会说这种遭受逼迫的情形。
So it is very difficult for us to understand what it feels like to be in this type of a persecution.
那第一个是政治的逼迫。The
first was the political persecution.
那因为以前是帝王的时代，皇帝的时代。Because
at the time it was a time of the emperor.
那皇帝啊，当然他是一个人，是唯我独尊啊，他的话就是命令。And
of the emperor's time, whatever he says goes.
啊，不需要什么国会开会啊，他讲的就是算话。He
did not need any body of officials to have any meetings. Whatever he says is
command. 所以他就需要所有的全国人民啊的百姓都向他跪拜。So
all of the people of the nation bow down to him.
哎，我们以前小时候也是曾经经过这个事情啊。When
I was younger, I also experienced something similar.
而且我们在台湾这个蒋介石哈，他是当这个总统。When
I was in Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek was the president.
我做地点在学校的校门口哈，就要进去的校门啊，就是有一个铜像啊，有一个雕像。And
when you want to enter the school, there is a statue of his face.
然后呢，我们进去的时候就要向他这个铜像，向这个蒋介石铜像啊行礼。And
any time you want to enter, you must bow towards that statue.
那你们要行礼的话啊，就表示说啊，你这个思想有问题啊，你要老师就会找你麻烦。And
if you did not, then that means that there was some issue with you, and the teacher would probably take note of you.
那时候小学生也不知道说，哎，我们信主的人不能够跟他敬礼啊。And
when I was younger, in elementary school, I did not know that as Christians we should not bow down to statues.
啊，这长大就知道，但是人家以前就老师说啊，你要怎么样，要向他行礼呀，怎么样？I
only knew that after I grew older, but when I was growing up, our teachers told us that we had to do it.
啊，所以以前的皇帝就这样子。那假设不跟他跪拜的话，哦，这个是大事情啊，这个就要受逼迫。And
so this is what it was like in the time of the emperor that you had to bow down to him or else you would be persecuted.
好像尼布甲尼撒王他为自己立的哈，你看那么高的金像。Just
like Nebuchadnezzar, he built for himself such a large statue.
然后叫人呢跟他跪拜。
A golden statue, and he told people to bow to it.
那但以利亚他的三个朋友就不跪拜。But
Daniel and his three friends refused to do so.
啊，不跪拜的结果就是说逼迫啊！你看三个人就被放到火窑里边去。And
the result of that was that they received persecution, and then they were put into the furnace.
啊，说第一个就是这个军权，他们这个皇帝的权力为自己要雕刻偶像。And
so the first is that politically, there were statues or idols.
那么第二个，因为罗马他们也是有个国教啊。And
secondly, also because in Rome there was a state religion.
那么国教就是拜这个太阳神。And
the state religion was to worship the sun god.
那除了拜太阳神以外，还要拜很多的神。And
besides the sun god, there were a lot of other gods too.
那基督徒当然是不拜太阳，也不拜其他的神。And
as Christians, we do not worship the sun or any other gods.
啊，所以就要被人误以为是无神论。And
so people mistakenly took them as atheists.
因为其实。 我们所拜的神是没有形象啊，没有形状，是灵，神是灵啊。
Because the God we worship is spirit, he has no form and no shape.
啊，所以他们以为我们什么都不拜。
And so they were mistaken to thought that they did not worship anything.
因此就受到人的排挤。
And then therefore they were ostracized by other people.
因为他们以为这个基督徒啊，就无神论呢。
Because they thought the Christians were atheists.
啊，其实是很大的误会。
But actually, it was a great misunderstanding.
那当时啊，基督徒啊都很相亲相爱。
And at the time, Christians were very loving towards one another.
经常有聚会呀、团契呀。
And they often gathered together and had worship together.
比如现在聚会啊。
Just like we have worship service too.
上星期感恩节呀、或者大家有团契呀。
And just like we just had Thanksgiving and we all fellowship together.
团契的话，大家就要在一起嘛，哈，有说有笑的。
And so we all get together and we talk and we laugh.
有聚会有祷告。
We have service and we pray.
可是，在这个情形在他们的国家，这个罗马的国家就认为，你是不是有什么政治企图啊？你们在一起做什么
？But at the time, in the Roman government, they thought that did they have some political reasons for gathering together?
你们是不是要反政府啊
？Were they going to rebel against the government?
啊，就找他们麻烦。
So they also were harassed them.
啊，这个现在呢，有的国家也是有的哈。
And this also happens in some countries today.
有位弟兄从苏联啊，他从苏联来参加传道者的进修会，从 Russia。
So there was a person who came from Russia for the minister workshop。
从俄国了，现在要成为俄国啊。
From Russia。
那他说哈，现在俄国呢，这个不准哈，晚上在家庭不准在晚啊，就是。不准有家庭聚会的。
And he told us that right now in the evening times they are not allowed to have family services.
只能够在固定的会堂来聚会。
They can only gather at a specific designated chapel.
因为他怕说你们几个人在一起做什么，是不是要反抗政府啊
？Because they are afraid that if a group of you are gathering together, that you might be wanting to do something against the government.
所以当时基督徒啊，经常在一起聚会、祷告、团契。
And so at the time of this time, the Christians often gathered together and had fellowship.
就被政府啊误认为啊有政治的企图。
And so they were mistaken by the government to think that they might have political reasons for their gathering.
那再来就是因为我们基督徒啊，我们教会啊就是有神的奇事的发生嘛。
And also in our church, we also have miracles and signs.
但是他们认为这个是巫术哈，这个巫师那个巫术
And so, but they were also mistaken to consider those to be sorcery or witchcraft.
那这个呢，就是违反了这个罗马的政策。
And this is against the laws of the Roman government.
那当时的基督徒这个社会的身份呢，就比较卑微啊。
And so the status of the Christians at the time were very lowly.
那很多都是奴隶啊，当帮人家做工的。
Some of them were slaves.
不像我们今天，当然不一样。今天的情形，你们在社会上工作，条件都很好的。
Unlike us today, that many of us have very good jobs in the society.
那最主要的哈，最主要是在主后64年7月19号，在罗马呢发生了一场的大火，罗马城啊就烧了。
And the main event that happened was in 64 AD that the Roman government set fire to the city of Jerusalem.
那不知道是谁烧了，不知道了。
We don't know who exactly set the fire.
罗马的城市啊，这个罗马有14个区啊，烧了10个区。
And 10 regions were on fire.
那大家说怎么可能这个城市会烧？你看芝加哥以前啊，这个100多年以前也是被烧过啊。
And
整个城市都被烧了。
We know that 100 years ago, the city of Chicago also burned down.
从一家起火，结果整个城市都被烧了。之后消防局哈的那个水库啊，消防局的水塔没有被烧。
And it started from just one house that this fire in Chicago broke out, and only the water tank of the fire department did not burn.
所以你们假如要去芝加哥的话，一定要到这个消防局啊，市区啊有一个观光区啊，就是那个水塔啊，去那边参观，它有历史的简介。
And so, if you ever go to Chicago, you can go to visit this water tower, and this has a warning for us within history.
所以大家就把这个责任呢归咎于皇帝尼禄皇帝说，你是故意烧的，是你烧的。
And so, at the time, people purposely blamed Emperor Nero that he purposely burned down Jerusalem.
那罗马皇帝就说。 不是我烧的，是那些基督徒烧的。
And he said, it was not me, it was actually the Christians.
那你看，假如是有人烧你的房子，你会不会很生气啊？
And if someone had burned down your house, wouldn't you be very angry?
那时候大家做对基督徒很生气。
So everyone was very angry towards the Christians.
当然就会对他们进行啊各种不同的逼迫。
And they did against them many various persecutions.
他说当时他们的政治环境就是这样子。
And so this was the political environment that they were in at the time.
当然我们今天很难体会哈，我们尽量用想的，用想象力去想说当时他们的情形。
It is very difficult for us to understand this today, but let us try to use our best to imagine and think about what it would feel like.
那么第二个就是信仰的逼迫。
And the secondly, they were under spiritual persecution.
那为什么要信仰逼迫呢
？Why were they under spiritual persecution？
我们今天可能也可以稍微体验得到，稍微的，不是说很体验的。
Today, maybe we can slightly understand this.
因为当时呢，信主的人就是有外邦人跟犹太人。
Because at the time there were believers and there were Jewish and Gentile believers.
那自从摩西颁布律法以来哈，到这个主耶稣的时代，到门徒的时代，已经经历了大概1500多年的时间了。
And there was already 1,500 years that had passed since the time that Moses had given the law.
那这个1500年以来哈，所累积的这个传统，所累积的风俗习惯，已经深根蒂固。
And all of the traditions and the culture was deeply rooted in those 1,500 years.
你不相信的话，像我们中国人过年哦，你看，祖父祖母啊会发这个红包给你们呢哈。
An example of this is if you don't to illustrate it is that in Chinese culture over New Year's, then your elders will give you a red envelope.
啊，大家有没有拿过红包啊？有的请举手。
Have you ever received a red envelope? Raise your hand if you have.
好，放下啊。这个是我们几千年来的习惯呢。
And this is also a tradition that has happened over thousands of years.
啊，虽然这个红，为什么红包呢？这个事实上是要驱邪哈，这个要赶逐这些恶魔的哈。
And the reason that the envelope is red is to scare away evil spirits.
啊，这个本身也是跟我们的圣经的教训好像要互相违背啊。
And so this seems to be contradictory with what we learn or believe from the Bible.
啊，那我们说啊，这个不能够庆祝圣诞，但是呢，我们庆祝中国年，所以有些白人心里说说，哎，这样子也不大对啊，你们中国年也不大好。
And so, if we celebrate Chinese New Year's, but then we don't celebrate Christmas, then some members will say that that's not right.
这是有些时候会有些问题啊。
And so, problems can arise from that.
所以我们教会现在就不公开啊，这个庆祝啊中国年嘛，在教会就不公开。
So the church right now does not celebrate Chinese New Year's.
当然我们还有其他的节庆，什么吃粽子啊，这个吃什么中秋月饼啊。
There are other different festivals in which you have mooncake or you eat rice dumpling.
那请问大家有没有吃过中秋月饼啊？
Have you eaten a mooncake before?
请举手。
Raise your hand if you've eaten a mooncake before.
你看我们，对啊，所以这个你这个习惯啊，这个民族的传统很难根除的。
So it is actually very difficult to change certain habits that are deeply rooted in culture.
好，那我们再来看犹太人。
And now let us look at the Jews.
他们已经有几千年来的这个传统文化。
They have had thousands of years of cultural tradition.
但是呢，这些外邦人根本就是没有这些东西，他们没有这个概念。
But the Gentiles never had anything like this. They don't have the concept that they have.
所以两边呢，经常产生不和。
So that between the two of them, they often had conflicts.
这个无形当中啊，就产生了一些这个信仰、这个教义上的差异。
And so, because of this, they had certain conflicts in their faith.
再来就是因为。主耶稣基督已经离开世间了，升天了。
And because Lord Jesus had already ascended and left the world.
很多的基督徒啊，就是没有看过耶稣基督本人。
And many Christians had not seen Lord Jesus with their own eyes.
那也没有看过他复活。
And they did not witness his resurrection.
所以对主耶稣到底是谁啊，这个问题就产生了问号。
And so they had a question about who is Jesus actually.
所以就 各种不同的说法。
And there were many different theories.
啊，有的人说啊，他是人呐，不是神呐。
And some people said that he is man, he is not God.
有的人说他是神呐，不是人。
Some people said he is God, not man.
啊，所以就产生了这个极端。
And so there were many heresies at the time.
啊，这一些人哈，这一些人呢，要带来这个改革，他们就想改教义啊，改教会里面的事情。
And they also, and these people also wanted to reform the church.
那当然，那持守道理的人哈、哦，他们可能会就会受逼迫啊。
And so the people who are holding fast to the truth, then of course would be persecuted.
因为这些不属灵的人啊，总是比较凶啊哈，啊属灵的人就比较 nice 啊，就比较温和啊，就比较柔和谦卑。
And because the not spiritual people are very mean and aggressive, and the spiritual people are very meek and humble and nice.
啊，所以属灵的人哈、啊，一定会受逼迫了。
And so those who are spiritual will, for sure be persecuted.
好，我们看希伯来书哈。
Let us look at Hebrews.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章。32节
10 verse 32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. 33. Partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated.
所以我们就能够体验当时他们所受的逼迫。再来看一样是希伯来书十一章。
This shows the persecution at the time, and let us also look at Hebrews chapter 11.
35节。
Verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection.
念到三十八。
38, 36. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. 37. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth.
好，那这些逼迫，请问大家怕不怕？
Are these tribulations or these persecutions, are you afraid of these?
啊，会不会怕？
Are you afraid of them?
不怕的请举手。
If you're not afraid, please raise your hand.
被石头打死，被锯里锯死，我要信啊，要信到底。嗯。
If you think that I'm even to be stoned, or if I were to be sawn in half, I will believe to the end.
啊，不怕的。
If you're not afraid, raise your hand.
啊，怕的举手，怕的。
If you're afraid, then raise your hand.
啊。多少都会怕，放下。
Almost everybody is afraid.
啊，所以我们就体验说，当时呢，难怪当时很多人就离开保罗啊。
And so we can understand why at this time many people left Paul.
啊，因为保罗是公开的传道啊。
Because Paul was openly a preacher.
我们再看回来这个提摩太后书啊。
Let us turn back to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.15. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes.
你看啊，在西亚啊，这个亚细亚的人都离弃他，这些人是平常是跟他一起做工的，这些人都是很热心的基督徒啊。
Those who were in Asia also left him. These were people who were workers and were fervent workers before.
那他还指明说其中有谁谁谁，因为这些人他很熟啊。
And he even listed out the specific names of people because they were very familiar with these people.
连他们都离开了保罗。
That even these people had left Paul.
我再看第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
第四章的十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.16. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them.
哦，你看，没有人来帮助他，都离开他。
No one stood with him, but all left him.
所以大家都会有点怕了，因为这个逼迫是很严厉的。
And so we can see how afraid people were because it was a very severe persecution.
但是呢，保罗他最担心的不是他个人的生死，最担心的是。
But what Paul was most concerned about was not for his personal well-being, but for the preaching of the gospel.
所以在这种很艰苦的环境之下啊，保罗就写信了，鼓励提摩太。
So even in this very difficult situation that he was in, he wrote letters to to Timothy to encourage him.
啊，因此我们在读提摩太后书的时候，我们一定要有这种的时空的背景。
So whenever you read the book of 2 Timothy, you must understand the environment of the time.
因此他说，再看回来保啊这个提摩太后书第一章第六节。
Let us turn back to chapter 1, verse 6.
他说。为此我提醒您提醒就在很艰难的环境之下必须要有人提醒
And in verse 6 he says therefore I remind you so he is reminding him because it is such a very difficult and pressuring time that he needs these reminders
比如说有些时候弟兄姐妹碰到困难啊艰难啊
And so sometimes for brothers and sisters we also face difficulties
那工人就要提醒他啊，主的道理你要站立得稳啊你要想想主的应许，主的祝福。
And during these times, the workers of God need to encourage them to tell them to stand fast in the Lord and to hold on to the promises given by God.
这每一个人啊，都是必须要接受提醒。
And all of us need reminders.
我们看以赛亚书的五十章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 50.
五十章第四节。
Chapter 50, verse 4.Chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
这边 wake 就是把他叫醒，但是我们中文说提醒，就是提醒他耳朵，就提醒在告诉他。
The awakens here is like a reminder, Daily.
好像你的父母亲在怕你忘记带便当啊，怕你忘记带水果啦、啊、到学校怕你忘记带饮料啊，带水，所以就要提醒你，哎，不要忘记啊，你出门要带水啊，带一瓶水。
Just like our parents, in the morning, they would be afraid that we would forget our water bottle or forget our food, our lunchbox, so they would remind us every morning.
好，那妈妈就再继续做她的事情。
And then our moms will continue to do their own things.
过了三分钟，她就回来了。妈妈回来。
Oh, after 3 minutes, the mom returns.
啊，对，哎，不要忘记啊，不要忘记带你的水啊，你出门不要忘记带你的水。
And then she reminds you again, don't forget to bring your water when you leave the house.
啊，可能妈妈又出去外面浇水。
Then your mom goes outside to water the garden.
啊，回来又说不要忘记带水。
And when she comes back in, she says again, don't forget to bring your water.
那你们要怎么办？
So then what do you do at that time?
Yeah, so, Mommy, shut up.
Do you say, Mommy, shut up?
This is your third time.
This is your third time. You already told me three times.
Nagging.
You're nagging.
所以我们感激啊，你看神的书要经常提醒我们，提醒，所以这是好的啊。
But actually, we should be thankful. You see how Lord Jesus does this for us, that these are reminders for us.
因为喝水啊，可以提防很多的，预防很多的疾病。
Because if you remember to drink water, it would actually prevent many illnesses.
所以我们人啊，是很容易忘记的。
And as humans, we are very forgetful.
所以在旧约时代啊，神就经常提醒这个百姓。
And so in the Old Testament, God often reminded his people.
你看。矫正这个在创世里头有个矫正啊跟约瑟的故事那矫正啊他官位啊恢复官位啊那约瑟告诉他说你出监的时候你在从前得到你的职位的时候你不要忘记我啊。
And in the story of Joseph, we know that there was the cupbearer and after he had been released from prison, Joseph told him, don't forget about me.
我被下到监牢里头是冤枉的。
And I was wrongly imprisoned.
可是矫正出了以后，他也忘记了。
But after the cupbearer returned to the side of the king, he forgot him.
所以人是很容易忘记的。
So man is very easy to forget.
原来教会上就每星期二晚上九点半、啊、有个祷告会。
In Garden Grove Church every Tuesday night at
在这里在家里面祷告。
Oh, at 9:30, everyone prays them together at home.
那个负责人他就会事先发邮件、啊、这个 message 啊 text 告诉大家、说哎。不要忘记哦，我们晚上九点半有祷告。
And the council member will send out a text to everyone. Oh, don't forget today we have prayer at 9:30.
所以真的有些时候会忘记呀、啊。
And because we really do forget sometimes.
啊，不要说会忘记啊，就是自己所讲过的话也会忘记。
And in terms of even what we ourselves have said, sometimes we forget.
我的女儿还没结婚的时候。
Before my daughter was married.
我说勉励她哈。
I encouraged her.
我说你不要紧张，没有男朋友。
I said, don't worry that you don't have a boyfriend.
到时候, 神就会感动弟兄啊喜欢你。
Because when the time is right, God will move a brother to like you.
那个时候呢，我听说这个弟兄就比较喜欢这个留长头发的姐妹。
At that time, I heard that brothers like sisters who have longer hair.
那后来我的女儿因为她头发长啊，她就把她 剪短,
and my daughter at the time, she had long hair, but then she cut it off. And she donated her hair to a charitable organization.
我说，哎，人家你又没有男朋友，啊，人家弟兄说要喜欢长头发的这个姐妹，啊，你怎么把她剪头发？那你机会都没了。And
then I said, "I, you don't have a boyfriend, and then you cut off your hair, and now you probably don't have any opportunity to find a boyfriend."
那我女儿说，哎，爹地啊。 你不是告诉我说，到时候神就会感动弟兄喜欢我吗？你还紧张什么
？And then my daughter said, "Hi, Daddy, didn't you say that at the time that God would move a brother to like me?"
哎，对啊，我，你看我讲过了，我都忘记了，他提醒我。I
said, "Oh yeah, that's right. I had even forgotten what I had said. She had to remind me."
我说，人啊，都是需要经常被提醒。And
so people often need reminders.
那彼得也经常提醒信徒。And
Peter often reminded the members.
我们看彼得后书。Let
us look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章十二节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth.
我们看。 信徒其实啊，他们已经是很不错了，在正道上坚固了。And
for the members, they were also, they were already doing pretty well in their faith. They were pretty steadfast.
但是呢，这个彼得还要经常提醒他们。But
Peter still needed to oft to remind them always.
因为人啊，经常会忘记啊，忘记。Because
man easily forgets.
你不相信的话。 我问大家，上星期六哈，你有没有参加聚会啊
？If you don't believe this, then I will ask you guys. Last Saturday, did you go to service?
啊，有参加聚会，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you went to service last week.
好，请问大家，你还记得上礼拜讲什么题目的？举手。
Now I'll ask you, do you remember the topic from Saturday? Raise your hand.
上礼拜就而已啊。 七天的事情。
Last Saturday, 6 days ago.
啊，记得的请举。题目啊，不要说内容啊。
You don't have to say the content, but do you remember the topic?
家人, 什么, 题目什么?
What is the topic?
有啊, 我在黑板上写啊。
She said he didn't give
啊,
a topic.
对啊, 但是, 我要写说今天要讲什么, 好, 但是你知道念老吗, 对不对? 你记得啊。
But she remembers
啊,
the content.
Lydia. 啊, 好, 所以记得啊, 感谢主啊。
Remember, thank God, the rest of you have forgotten. Because people easily forget. So today we are reminding everyone. And this is why we need to often go to service.
老实说啊,
regularly go to
好的事情很容易忘记啊。
And people say that good things you easily forget.
不好的事情啊, 不会忘,
but you don't forget
很自然的啊,
the bad things. It is very natural for this to happen.
所以这个好的事情, 这个圣经的道理, 神的话, 经常会忘记, 所以要经常提醒, 要参加聚会。
So the good things, the words of God, we need to be constantly be reminded of it. We need to go to service often.
那犹大哈, 也经常提醒信徒啊, 看看犹大书。
And also in the book of Jude, verse 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe.
犹大书,
yes.
Right. 第五节。只有一句说, 你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。虽然知道，但是还要提醒。
And then he says that although you know this, but I still need to remind you.
也就是说，我要出门啊，说要带水，但是呢，我一出门，哎，忘记带水啊。Sometimes
I want to leave the house, and I think I remind myself I want to bring water, but then once I left, I forgot it.
连重要的驾驶执照都忘记带。Even
my driver's license, which is so important, I can even forget.
我呢，开车到一半啊。
I'll be driving halfway to my destination, and then I'll have to turn back and to get it.
所以我们需要经常被提醒。
So we often need reminders.
所以我们现在就在被提醒的时候。
And right now is a time when we are being reminded.
大家每个人，包括我在内，都在经常被提醒。
And all of us here, including myself, need to constantly be reminded.
尤其是在这个很困难的环境之下。
Especially when we are in a very difficult environment.
在宗教的逼迫环境之下。
Especially in an environment where there is spiritual persecution.
好，那我们下午再继续谈。
And we will continue in the afternoon.
一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。
Amen.